WCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Shift your consciousness. And now, Metaphysical Minds with Shea Barker.
I need to move.
Insight and interviews with the greatest metaphysical minds in the world.
248-545-SOUL.
New horizons, no boundaries. Something's got to break up.
I've been asleep. Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's show. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. And my guest this evening is certainly a metaphysical mind. I am actually very excited to be interviewing him tonight because he is known across the globe as an author and also somebody that is out there helping everybody with his books that he writes. And we're going to jump into those books here later in the interview. But right now I want to give out his website where you can find him, because if you're tuning in tonight, you're definitely going to want to read about this man I have with me, Mr. Tim Ray. He can be found directly at beamteam.com. So, Tim, welcome, welcome, welcome to Metaphysical Minds. We're very happy to have you.
Thank you so much, Shay. It's a pleasure to be here, not least because metaphysics is my great passion and my great love. So excited to be here.
Oh, well, we are definitely excited to have you, and I'm certainly excited to get into this interview. Now, you are, and I want to thank you, actually, for taking the time out to talk to us, because I know you're a very busy guy, and you're over in the UK right now, aren't you? Or where exactly are you?
I'm actually in Denmark right now, in Copenhagen, Denmark. So.
Sweet! Denmark! All right. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I'm actually half Danish, half American.
I love it. Listen, folks, it is a late night out there in Denmark for Tim Ray tonight. So he is graciously offered to spend this hour with us, and I'm very grateful that he has, because
it's like a late night date.
I know, right? We're across the globe, a radio date, so you can't beat that. And well, let's talk about you, Tim. You obviously, as you just said, you're an American Dane, American Danish author, and I know that you've been working with people literally across the globe on different life issues. And what's really interesting about you is I know that you teach and you work privately with different clients, and you've been doing this for over 20 years. But let's talk about the work that you actually do, because, you know, you've got some fantastic book. The topic I love, well, I'm just going to shout out about your new book. Your new book is 101 Relationship Myths, How to Stop Them from Sabotaging Your Happiness. Now, that is a fantastic topic, but obviously you have quite a few other, productions that you've done in the past. So, before we get into the actual books, I want to learn about you. What makes Tim tick? And did you always know that you wanted to be an author? I mean, was this always a passion for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, from a very early age, I mean, first of all, reading has always been my passion, you know, just reading great books. And then I just started writing. So writing has always been, you know, my way of expressing myself, getting to know myself, getting to know my thoughts and you know, where I'm at in my life and communicating with people. So yeah, it started at a very early age. And then also my other passion, which is, metaphysics, or as I call it, getting real. You know, I've always had this insatiable curiosity to try and understand, you know, this thing called life. You know, what is it all about? How does it work? What's the nature of a human being? Why do we suffer? Is there a way to end human suffering? Stuff like that. So those two passions have followed me from a very early age.
Yeah, well, speaking of a very early age, what's interesting about you is I know that you work closely with your mother.
That's true, yeah.
That's really kind of cool, because you have this you know, she's kind of your teammate, I suppose. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, she's her name is Barbara Berger, and she's an awesome. She's also a getting real metaphysical author as well, and we have been working very closely together for many years. So, yeah, it's an amazing experience.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so take us back in time. I know you know, touching on the metaphysics, obviously, was your first book Starbrow, A Spiritual Adventure? Was that the first one you came out with?
That was my first book. My first two books were actually, I call them spiritual adventure novels. The first one is called Starbrow, and the sequel to Starbrow is called Star Warrior. Mm-hmm. And what I've tried to do in those two novels is that I've always also been a great lover of, like, the great tales, the great legends, like The Lord of the Rings, and even earlier than that, you know, the legends of King Arthur, as well as more sort of, you say, science fiction, like Star Wars and stuff like that. I've always loved those tales. And at the same time, as I said, I've had always had this passion for metaphysics and, you know, understanding the anatomy of a human being. And When I wrote that first novel, you know, the inspiration for it was, wouldn't it be cool if one could actually try and combine those two things into a book, into one tale? Because there's a lot of great sort of stories and epic sagas out there, as well as a lot of great metaphysical books, but how about trying to combine them into one? And I looked around and I could see that, you know, there weren't really that many books that did that. And so I thought, well, I'll have a go myself. And it turned out to be, one of the most fun, exciting things I've ever done. I ended up with two 500-page novels each. So, and they took me about 8 years of my life, writing that. So it was a really, really a big project. And I did a ton of research, did a lot of traveling all over the world because, you know, part of the story is that the characters, they visit what I call different power spots around the world and in the UK and in the US and places like that. So a lot of traveling and research. So it really felt like I was actually living the adventure myself. So great fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, with the ideas for the stories, how did you, was that, you know, based upon anything in your life, or was it just something you kind of channeled, or where did you get the idea for these books?
Well, that question is the number one question that readers always ask me. You know, how much of it is actually fiction and how much of it is actually reality from taken from your own personal life? And the answer to that could actually be an entire book in itself, because there is no easy answer to that, because it is actually very much a mixture. A lot of it is based on my own personal life experiences, as well as the metaphysical principles that I have studied and worked with throughout the years. And then there's, I've taken it all and I tried to put it all together and make it into an exciting tale. And a lot of that is definitely fiction. So it's a mixture.
So can you give us kind of a Cliff Notes version of the premise of the story?
Of Starbrow and
mm-hmm,
Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Going back, so the last couple of months, my mind has been so taken with my new book about relationships. I have to just get myself in Starbrow mode. But okay, the short version is that it's about three young guys who live in Copenhagen, Denmark, who are called upon by beings from other dimensions to fulfill an ancient quest that they were given actually in a past life, all the way going back all the way to the time of King Arthur and Merlin and the Knights of the Round Table.
Oh, wow.
It was a mission about trying to create world peace, 1500 years ago. And the mission at that time in the past life failed, and they were killed and they died and they failed the mission. And so now 1500 years later in our present time, they're just these three young guys walking around in Copenhagen, Denmark, and suddenly they get sort of contacted by these beings from other worlds, reminding them of their ancient oath and their ancient mission to create peace and harmony on Earth. And so the first part of it's very much about their awakening, and also about how, in order to actually try and complete their mission, they have to learn certain core principles about the nature of consciousness and the way the mind works, and how, again, this goes back to a lot of what I work with, how each individual, by working on their own consciousness and state of mind, actually influences or can influence the collective consciousness of humanity. And in that, I've also then thrown, you know, lots of challenges, and, you know, they have just 48 hours to complete the whole thing, or all of humanity will be destroyed, you know, just crank
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure, you know, just to crank up the excitement factor a bit. So, I mean, at first I was thinking to myself, okay, so they learn all these metaphysical lessons, and so what are their challenges going to be? And I was thinking about, okay, how to pay the bills, how to get along with my girlfriend. And then after thinking about that, I was like, I don't think that's going to keep the reader for 500 pages. I need something a little more dramatic. I got it. 48 hours to save all of humankind from total annihilation. That should
there
do it.
There you go. Yeah, that's a bit of a to-do list there. So. Wow. Well, that's fascinating. And the reason I was asking you about your earlier books is I'm sure that this has been a collective build-up to where you are now in your writing career. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we get back from break. But, folks, we do have to take our first break of the evening, but do stay tuned because we're going to learn a lot more about my guest tonight, Mr. Tim Beam, and he can be found – I mean, I'm sorry, Tim Ray. What am I saying? Tim Ray, but his website is beamteam.com. So, again, I am on here tonight, Metaphysical Minds, with author Tim Ray, and his direct website is beamteam.com. So be sure to check that out if you're just now tuning in, or if you'd like to learn more about Tim, you know, throughout the course of this interview this evening. So, anyway, folks, we are going to go to break. Do not go away because we're going to learn a lot more about Tim's latest book, 101 Relationship Myths, How to Stop Them from Sabotaging Your Happiness. And who could not stand to benefit from that, folks? So do stay tuned. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. We'll be right back.
Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685.
Sing it out, boy, you've got to see what
newskyradio.com.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Shea Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. Want to thank everybody for listening tonight, and you are in for a treat because I have with me this evening author Tim Ray, and we are going to be discussing, actually, we're going to jump right into it, 101 Relationship Myths, How to Stop Them from Sabotaging Your Happiness. That's Tim's latest book. He can be found directly at beamteam.com, so check that out if you get a moment. But, Tim, before the break, we were talking a little bit about your earlier works, which are Star Brow, a Spiritual Adventure, and then, of course, Star Warrior, Spiritual Thriller, which kind of go hand in hand with one another. And, you know, you were explaining how...
They're actually a series. The second one is actually a sequel to the first one. So, yeah. So yeah. It's actually really one long tale, 1,000-page tale, broken up into two books.
Wow. Yeah, and see, that's a great place to start because, as I was saying before the break, I would imagine that's kind of been a build-up to where you are now in your career as an author.
Yeah, so absolutely.
My question is, you kind of went from... an adventurous kind of fictional-based book to, I know you did a CD with your mother as well, Barbara Berger, Spiritual Pop Songs, but then you, in 09, you went into The Awakening of the Human Being, the guide, you know, to the power of the mind, and that was...
That was my third book, that I've co-wrote together with Barbara Berger, my mother.
Right.
So that's a non-fiction book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. Where was the – why the shift and how the shift? I mean, what made you decide to go kind of from adventure and, you know, this exciting book about these three guys to sort of more of a self-help, you know, definitely nonfiction, spiritually based book?
Well, it's true that when looking at it from a sort of a writing point of view, it may seem like a quite a big shift. But in terms of sort of my daily work, which is, you know, I teach workshops and I give lectures and I work with clients in my private practice. So in terms of, you know, I call my work Getting Real, which is about, you know, understanding the nature of consciousness and the way our minds work in order to live, you know, happier, more satisfying lives. That's always been sort of the foundation of my work and my life. And these first novels were me just trying to actually tell a lot about the same things in an adventure setting. So going into writing a nonfiction book like The Awakening Human Being or being the co-author of that is not really a shift in terms of that. It's still exactly the same. It's just trying to put those principles, you know, to write them in a more practical way. Okay, so if you want to work with this stuff, you know, and even my readers of my adventure novels, you know, have also definitely written it with them in mind, because so many of them have obviously realized from reading my books, well, this, okay, I can see that the books are fiction, but the actual metaphysical principles and their practical application, I can see, is not fiction. I mean, he's really talking about the nature of consciousness and the way the mind works. Now, of course, these, you know, the three main guys in this fictional tale, they have, you know, just 48 hours to save all humankind from total annihilation. But me as a reader, you know, I would like, of course, also to contribute to world peace, but also, you know more about, well, how can I use this understanding in my practical daily life? Because for me, you know, metaphysics is really, I mean, I'm a practical dude, you know, I mean, it's got to work, you know, it's not enough for me with fine sounding theories. I mean, you have to actually be able to put them to work in the most practical way into your daily life with the challenges that we all face in our daily lives, like relationships, which is what my new book is about, or, you know, on the job, or in terms of our health, or the other challenges that we all face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that makes perfect sense. I mean, how you could see, even from a reading perspective, a direct correlation between the fiction and the nonfiction, because the premise, you know, a metaphysical practice is a metaphysical practice, you know, regardless. So now tell me about these metaphysical practices, I mean, in where did this come from? Where are you pulling these practices from?
Well, I've spent really many years exploring and investigating, you know, the nature of consciousness and the way our minds work. Because really you could say that the fuel of what I've always been interested in also is, you know, trying to understand how we human beings can live happier lives with less suffering. I mean, that's the great question, right? And what I've come to see is that we can do that by understanding, as I say, the nature of consciousness and the way the mind works and working with that in practice. And I call this sort of approach that I have discovered or developed over the years, I call it getting real. And this approach, this getting real approach, is based on four sort of key basic observations about the nature of this thing called life. And the first important observation is that there is a difference between reality and our thinking. In other words, that reality, what's going on right now or in our lives, is one thing, but our thinking about what's going on is often something different. Mm-hmm. So to give you a practical example, for example, from the world of relationships, let's say that the reality is that my partner didn't call me last night. You don't live together, and you know, he said that he would call you last night, but he didn't. So that's reality. But your thinking about the fact that he didn't call you or that she didn't call you could be something completely different. It could be that you're thinking, you know, he should have called me, or what a selfish bastard, or he's only thinking about himself, or maybe you're even going into stories like, well, maybe he's together with somebody else, you know, he's sleeping with somebody else, and maybe from that grows stories like, well, that means he doesn't love me anymore, or there's something wrong with me, or I'm not good enough, so on and on and on with stories. But the reality, the only thing that you actually know for a fact is, no, he didn't call last night, or she didn't call. So that's the first observation. Reality, one thing. Our thinking is often something very different. The second important observation is that there is a cause and effect relationship between our thinking and our experience, which means that every time we have a thought and we believe that thought, we actually get to experience it. So when we believe in the thought, it strongly affects our emotions, our physical body, the way we speak and act, our relationships with other people. Everything is very strongly influenced by our thinking. Mm-hmm. So if we put those two observations together, that there's a difference between reality and our thinking, and that there's this cause and effect relationship between our thinking and our experience, we can also then understand, and this is the third observation, why we human beings actually suffer and get unhappy. We actually do that every time our thinking moves away from reality. So if we go back to this example that we have, okay, if the reality is my partner didn't call last night, and you are believing stories like, you know, he's together with somebody else and he doesn't love me and there's something wrong with me, what happens to you? Well, what happens actually that you get probably really, really upset, right? And maybe you get a headache and a stomach ache and you get nervous and you start, you know, going into catastrophic thinking about, you know, my whole life is going down the drain, or I'll never find somebody else. So when we believe this thoughts like that we haven't sort of reality tested yet, we experience some degree of discomfort and distress. And actually all suffering is a variation of that. When our thoughts are sort of wearing just a little bit away from reality, we experience a little bit of frustration, unhappiness. But when they go far away from reality, then we experience really anxiety or rage or these really, really painful emotions. But you can always sort of measure that. How, you know, how the degree of discomfort that we feel is in total harmony with how far or how close to reality our thinking is. So the fourth and last observation, and this is the good news, is that once we understand the first three observations, we can also understand how we can actually end our frustration and unhappiness and live happier lives. We can actually do that by learning how to think and get our focus back into harmony with reality and staying there. So how do we do that? For example, in this example of the relationship, well, in this example, you just stick to what you know, to reality. And what's the only thing that you know in this example? Well, it is actually that my partner didn't call last night.
Right.
That's it. I mean, that's it. Just stay there. And how are you going to then act in relation to that? Well, there are many different options, of course. I mean, maybe you'll think, well, okay, maybe he just fell asleep, you know. And then you just, but, or if you're concerned, well, maybe you should give him a call, right? Or if you think, well, you know, I don't know, he's just whatever, you know, I want to hang out with somebody else. If you want to hang out with somebody else, you know, call a girlfriend or something like that. But it will all be actions or responses that are based on reality. It will be more peaceful, constructive reactions rather than going into these bigger and bigger stories. So that's actually what sort of these four observations are actually the foundation of all my work. Understanding these mechanisms. And the good news is that the more we understand this mechanism, understand the way our minds work, you know, the less we become victims of our minds and our emotions. And because as long as we don't understand the way our minds work, we're actually at the mercy of our random thoughts, you know, all the time. That's what happens to so many people. But once we understand it, we can end our suffering. And, you know, we can learn all the time to do what I call reality testing. You know, all the time, see, okay, I'm feeling upset. Well, what is the cause of this upset? Oh, I can see I'm thinking this thought. And does this thought have anything to do with reality? And doing that is immensely liberating and enlightening and delightful.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, that's a great practice to really put into our daily lives in general. You know, testing that reality is, I mean, it's tough, I would imagine, but it does certainly,
I mean, it does certainly take some training, especially also because there's a lot of, I would say, unhealthy mental practices that we have to unlearn also. Because actually, if you look at the nature of consciousness, I always say it's important to understand that our consciousness is innocent. You know, it's innocent. Whatever thought we have, whether the thought comes from inside ourselves, so-called, or it's given to us from outside, from somebody else, whatever thought pops up, the automatic response of consciousness is to believe it and attach to it. We can see this very clearly, for example, with kids, with young children, that whatever you tell them, they believe it, right? You say to a very young child, well, that's a tree. And it believes that's a tree, right? That's mommy, that's daddy, which is you know, innocent enough. But then the problem comes in when the stories that mom or dad or society tells us are actually become far away from reality, like there's something wrong with you, you're not good enough, you know, life is dangerous, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, so, the self-sabotage. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about sabotage when we come back from break, because I know that that is one of the key points of your newest book, 101 Relationship Myths, How to Stop Them from Sabotaging Your Happiness. So, folks, I am here tonight with author Tim Ray. BeamTeam.com is where you need to go to find out all about Tim. We're going to go to break, and we will be right back. Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker. Stay tuned.
Take CBS Radio the sky with you wherever you go. Be sure to download the Radio.com app today from your mobile marketplace. And when you really want to know more, 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 be sure to visit NewSkyRadio.com. Get in deep with exclusive articles and Sky News. Get your weekly horoscope and the inside scoop on host events. Radio.com and NewSkyRadio.com. Stay connected.
Still of the silence as you breathe. Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shay Barker.
248-545-SOUL.
New horizons.
No boundaries.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Shay Barker, and my guest this evening is Mr. Tim Ray. He can be found directly at beamteambooks.com. Tim is an author, and he has a very, very, very long track record of working with folks. He's been doing this for over 20 years. He's been teaching and working privately with clients, as well as, of course, writing books, which we're talking about tonight. But he does do lectures and workshops, as well as private sessions. And what I really want to do with this segment of the show is talk about his latest book, 101 Relationship Myths and How to Stop Them from Sabotaging Your Happiness. So, Tim, we were talking a little bit before the break about, all the sort of self-talk that we do with ourselves and how a lot of it can be negative, and differentiating between what is reality and, you know, what is more of a kind of a self-sabotage, really. Mm-hmm. So, let's kind of segue this into your book, 101 Relationship Myths, How to Stop Them from Sabotaging Your Happiness. So I would imagine that those points that you were talking about earlier are extremely relevant to this particular topic of relationship myths.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you want to just elaborate a little bit more on kind of the premise of the book and how we can incorporate what we've already learned with you tonight in with that book as well, that'd be fantastic.
Well, the book 101 Relationship Myths, I've spent a lot of time, especially in the last years, really exploring and working with relationship problems and what we can do about them, both motivated by my own personal relationship challenges, of which I've had quite a few throughout the years, but also through the work that I've done over the years with clients and people in my workshops. And certainly when I have clients, relationships is definitely the number one area that seems that most that people find the most challenging. It's both the area that I think for most people is actually the most important area of their life, but it's also very often the most challenging. So I spent a lot of time, you know, exploring the causes of that. And what I have discovered is that the basic cause of our relationship problems is that we believe in a lot of stories about love and relationships and men and women and sex and commitment and so forth that have very little or nothing to do with reality, which is why I call these stories relationship myths, because that's what a myth is. It's like a story that we have, you know, most of us have never taken the time to actually question. So what I've done in the book is I've identified, first of all, some of our most common classic relationship stories. And once I've done that, then the next thing that I do is that I do a technique that I call relationship myth busting or reality testing, where I subject each story, each relationship story to this reality testing technique of looking at it and seeing, well, does this story about relationships or love, does this actually have anything to do with reality? You know, is it truth or is it just myth? And if it is myth, which quite often I've discovered that it is, well, you know, what happens to us? And the answer to that is that it's always in some way sabotages our sanity and our happiness and our peace of mind. And also I explore, well, okay, so if it is a myth and if it makes us unhappy, well, what would it be like to be living more in harmony with the reality of this particular area of relationships? And lastly, of course, also this is also very important to me. I then also try to share with the reader how the reader themselves can do this relationship myth busting or reality testing, so that it's not just, you know, reading about, you know, my explorations, but being able to do this themselves is very important to me.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I would, yeah, definitely, because, you know, it's interesting because when people think of relationships, oftentimes they think of, oh, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, partners, whatever. But relationships surround us every single day. Mm. And it doesn't have to be, I mean, you have relationships with your coworkers. You have relationships with, you know, your friends. You have relationships with your family. And, you know, I would imagine that a lot of the characteristics of people that are covered in the book are applicable in all relationships.
They're actually, I'm glad you raised that point, because it's very, very true that I would say, just off the top of my head, think of one point that's not applicable in all of our relationships. Because really what we're dealing with here is stories or beliefs or myths. And once you believe in a certain story that has nothing to do with reality and which sabotages your happiness, then what I can see now from my own life and from the people that I work with, well, then you just sort of put this story on all of your relationships. So for example, let's say that you have problems with setting limits and saying no and being assertive in your couple relationship. Well, if you have problems with this, well, then in all probability, and this is what I see over and over again, you probably also have the same non-assertiveness problem in all your other relationships, like with your mom, with your dad, with your boss, with your coworkers, even with a telephone salesman. So they're sort of across the board. But the good news is also that if you can then work on getting real and becoming more aware of, you know, how you can be more assertive and set limits in a healthy, constructive way in your couple relationship, well, again, it will spill over to all your other relationships and you'll be more constructively assertive in all your other relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and that makes perfect sense. So really, the book is actually giving you tools for, you know, just conducting yourself in any type of relationship. And
you could definitely say that. Yeah. The reason why I've chosen to sort of focus on the couple relationship is because that's really because of its the closeness and the intimacy that is in that relationship. That's really whatever themes or stories we may have it's usually that the couple relationship is really the one where we really get confronted with it. I mean, the thing is, I mean, okay, you may have problems with your boss or the telephone salesperson, but you know, you don't have to go home at night and go to bed with them, you know, and wake up with them in the morning. So the couple relationship is usually much more in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's very well said. And now, you know, this book, I mean, I have to, my hat's off to you because 53,000 copies of the book have been printed. It's just been released in Korean and, you know, several other languages. Mm. So it's, you know, obviously folks are they're liking what they see with this book.
I'm getting a lot of positive response all the time from many places all over the world. And yeah, I mean, what can I say? I'm really thrilled that so many people find this information helpful. That's, you know, mission accomplished for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, well, I know that you've kind of been all over the place many, many years, many countries. You've hit Denmark, Sweden, Iceland, you know, Czechoslovakia, you know, the all over. I mean,
I think also part of why it's getting such a positive response from you know, all over the world. I was just offered a contract for the book in Brazil and also in Taiwan. Wow. So you know, different continents all over, and I think, you know, the reason for that has a lot to do with the fact that these relationship myths that I identify and question in the book, that they're really universal. I mean, they're not just confined to you know, Scandinavia, where I live, or Europe, or United States, or anywhere else. They're very, very universal. So I think that's part of why so many people are responding to them.
Yeah, I'm sure, because you've knocked one out of the park with the word universal, because hey, I mean, it's, if you can cover that, then you got it, you know.
Yeah, well it's also, I mean, even going deeper than relationships, it's as I said before, it also has to do with the fact that one of the things that I've discovered is that the nature of a human being, I mean, is the same wherever in the world you are. I mean, we may have, you know, different cultural or societal or gender sort of programming, but underneath it all, the way our minds work and the reasons why we suffer and what we can do about them, they're the same no matter who you are, where you are.
Yeah, when you get down to the core and strip everything away, we're all pretty much the same. And that's really a beautiful message within itself, so it truly is. But, well, folks, you've been listening tonight to author Tim Ray. He can be found directly at beamteam.com if you'd like to pick up any of his books or learn more about him. We do have to take our final break of the evening, but we'll be back to wrap things up with Tim after the break, so do stay tuned. And this is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. We'll be right back.
Do you need psychic advice, but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At BestAmericanPsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Shea Parker's Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of elite psychics, offering our customers only the best. Every psychic on our directory has undergone 2 separate test readings in order to prove that they meet the excellence level we require for membership. Visit us today at BestAmericanPsychics.com. We see so you can believe. Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
Misery. Say tonight. break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Metaphysical Minds with Shea Parker.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Sing it out, boy. You've got to see what tomorrow brings.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds, and my guest tonight is Mr. Tim Ray. He is a world-renowned author, and he has recently published his latest book, 101 Relationship Myths, How to Stop Them from Sabotaging Your Happiness. You can learn all about Tim on beamteam.com. Now, folks, this book is available in a ton of different countries, and, you know, it's being picked up by country after country after country. Over 53,000 copies of the book have been printed in many, many different languages. And, folks, if you haven't gotten it, I highly recommend that you go out and get yourself a copy, because I'll tell you, as Tim and I were talking earlier in the show, this book doesn't just cover relationship between, you know, your love interest. I mean, a relationship is a relationship. And what Tim teaches you in this book are core techniques that every human being can utilize to improve not only your relationships with people, but your overall self, you know, esteem and your self-awareness. And, you know, honestly, who can't use more of that? I mean, I know I certainly can, and, you know, I will be looking into this myself and picking up a copy of this, because, you know, it's just, we can never stop learning, folks, and if you can pick up a book like this and utilize it just to help you within your daily lives, then why not do it? So again, you know, Tim Ray, he is the author you need to find. He can be found directly at beamteam.com. So, Tim, I know we're at the top of the hour and we're getting ready to wrap, but I do want to talk a little bit about kind of, you know, what you have coming up and your different lectures and your workshops and your private sessions, and, you know, just let the audience know tonight that there are other ways they can reach you as well. So,
well, right now, I have to say that I'm really sort of focusing a lot on this new book, you know, talking to people, good people like you. So that's a lot of my attention is on that at the moment. But soon I will be coming up, and you can read about that on my website. I have regular lectures or workshops about, you know, teaching people how to do this reality testing or relationship myth busting themselves. And also I work with people, as I said before, in private sessions, and I'll work with people from all over the world. You know, I do phone or Skype sessions. So, you know, geographical boundaries are, you know, a thing of the past now with this new technology, which is really great. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. I was going to ask you with the private sessions, how does that work? Because I know that, there's probably a lot of people who would like to benefit from that, and that's fantastic that you can do them just right over the computer. Mm.
Especially, I mean, what's so interesting is that it really brings home to you, you know, that it's all in our mind. You know, you don't even have to be face to face with the person physically, because it's just really a question of, I mean, what I do in my session is when people, they come and, for example, when they have relationship problems, they tell me a little bit about their problems. And then my work is about, again, identifying, okay, what is it, what kind of thoughts or stories is it that is making them, you know, upset in this particular relationship problem that they have, and then to help them do some reality testing and you know, learn to bring their thinking back into harmony with reality and live more from that more sane, constructive, peaceful space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I'm actually checking out your website, and I was looking at the benefits that one of your students here has listed, and she says that she's experiencing a greater sense of self-worth and self-confidence. She's joyful and more realistic expectations of myself, more loving and kind, more assertive, better at setting limits, more understanding and tolerant of others, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, one that really kind of stands out to me is, more grateful. And that's a really interesting point because, I think many of us, we go throughout our days and like you say, we tend to focus on, oh gosh, well, I got a flat tire, I got this, and look what happened to me and blah, blah, blah. And it's, you know, instead of saying, hey, I have a vehicle to get me from here to there. You know,
exactly.
We focus on the flat tire. And
absolutely. Well, I also think that that's one of the benefits of getting real, because what does it actually mean to get real? It's really just stopping up and noticing the present moment, you know, here and now, you know, what's going on here and now in my life. And instead of all the time, you know, being mentally so caught up in a story about, you know, I need this and I need that, and what if that happens in the future, or that thing happened in the past and now I can't be happy now. But when you sort of dislodge from all these stories and center yourself much more in the present moment, and you look around you, and then you start to notice, wow, I mean, my life is just right now, you know, I mean, and you know, there's air going in and out of my lungs, and there's feet under my ground, and there's food in my fridge, and I have clothes on my back, and I have friends that are supporting me, and I have all these opportunities for service or for contributing. I mean, you could spend your whole life just enumerating all the good that is in your life this very moment. And when you do that, your natural response is gratitude. I mean, it's just,
Indeed. And that's the thing. I mean, I just think it's fantastic what you're out there doing, Tim, and how many lives that you are touching with your books and with your lectures and your private sessions and stuff. And, you know, absolutely. And I want to thank you so much for sharing, your past hour with us, and obviously your knowledge and your gift. And, I know we're out of time for this show tonight, but I just want to really congratulate you on, how far you've come. And hey, I know you're going to go a heck of a lot farther than you are now. So
thanks so much, Shay. It's been a pleasure. Time flies in good company.
It does fly, doesn't it?
It's so crazy to me how that happens.
So,
I know.
Well, anyway, my friend, I wish you nothing but the best. I know that you have, some impressive Ohm Times cover coming out, so we'll look for you on that as well. And until then, I bid you farewell, my friend. So thank you so much for being with us. And again, folks, Tim Ray, Beam Team Books is where you need to find him. Stay tuned. We've got Best of the Best coming up next with Claire Braddock, and it's a show you're not going to want to miss. So, folks, this is Shay Parker. I am signing out with Tim Ray, and we're going to go off and appreciate life. So take care, folks. We will catch you next week.
Bless you all.